You're listening to Thank You, Jesus, Hour of Prayer with Mika, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Yes, Lord. This is the day the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah. I am Mika, and you are blessed and welcome to Thank You, Jesus, the Hour of Prayer. This is where we are praying unto the Lord God. This is where we're spending some time in spirit and in truth. Hallelujah. That we are seeking the Lord God Almighty. So thank you for joining me in faith. Amen. The Bible says that when two or more of us first gather together in his name, that he is in the midst. So can we just take a second right now and know that truth? Hallelujah. Somebody say, that's the first truth, okay? That he is in the midst. He is in our presence. Hallelujah. We don't have to do all this hoopla and duplas and all this stuff to get into his presence and to be in his presence. When we gather together in his name, he said, there I am in the midst. So, Father God, we just want to say thank you for your presence. We need you. We need you, Lord God. And even if we don't realize we need you, we need you. Even if we think we don't need you, we need you. So thank you for your presence in this moment in time. And Lord God, we want to hear from you. Hallelujah. You are already hearing from us. You already know the needs, the desires, hallelujah, the heart sorrows, the heaviness, the worries, the cares, the angst, the fear. You already know, and you know it better than we know it. Hallelujah. And so, God, we just thank you for being attentive to our prayers, to our heart, to our concerns, oh God. We thank you that you love us so much that you're saying, cast your cares unto me. Yes, I thank you, Lord God. We thank you that you have the answer. Like the Holy Spirit just revealed, like made me very much aware of that the answer is already there. It's already provided. Hallelujah. Maybe like it's like in waiting. Some of the answers in queue. Some of the answers has a yes, Lord. Some of the answers have a delivery date.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Some of the answers, I thank you for that, for this knowing. But I can see like in the spirit realm almost that there's answers, and it's not that it's being held up or maybe, but it's just, it's for a certain, it has a release date. And I can hear the Holy Spirit, thank you, Lord, that some, with some of those answers, there's a release date. So from where we are until the release date in that pocket, in that gap, God is using that for our benefit, like in certain cases, for our benefit of faith, that we will, our faith will grow. Our faith will be exercised. That faith muscle, he wants that faith muscle to be exercised. Amen. It's for spiritual growth and maturity. I'm reminded even in James chapter 1 that count it all joy when you find yourselves in diverse temptations, when diverse and like afflictions, trials, tribulations. That's something that our natural carnal cells, we cannot compute. How is that a joyful thing? But it's in that that our faith is worked. Hallelujah. And that it will have its perfect work, that we will become mature. Hallelujah. And complete, that patience will be worked in that place. So we just thank you, God, We thank you that your ways are not like our ways and they are better than our ways. We thank you, God. We exalt you right now, Lord God. Oh, I can feel the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Know that God's intention towards you is good. We may be seeing or focus on the thing and can't figure out the thing, or the thing is speaking to us how bad it is or undesirable it is or heavy it is. God's intention for you, towards you, is good. The plan is good. The thoughts that he has is good. He cares about you so much. He cares about us so much that he has already worked the thing out. He has the answer. Oh, Lord, he has the answer. That's for a specific person, people, group, me, all of us. He has the answer. He knows the way. Ooh, Jesus. Jesus, thank you. Jesus, we thank you. Jesus, we thank you. Thank you for teaching us to be dependent on you. Some of the gap between where we are now and that release date, in that waiting, is teaching us to depend. To depend on God. He wants us to depend on him. In the waiting, he cultivates that relationship with him. In the waiting, we learn, oh my gosh, we learn his voice. Hallelujah. In the waiting, there's a thing that he is doing with us and through us and for us that we do not feel. It's like being on the surgery table and having, being put to sleep and having anesthesia and all the things that I don't feel the good that's happened to me, even though like in the circumstance of the thing is not like good. Okay, who wants to be poked and cut and all of that thing, all of that stuff? But on the other side, there is a augmentation, there is a healing, there is a purification, there is a blessing, there is a deliverance, there is, hallelujah, life, hallelujah. There is ease, amen, eradicating the dis-ease. God, we thank you that in the wait, in that waiting period for the release date is already. The release date is already. Hallelujah. In the waiting period, there is something that's happening, even spiritually, that we don't, that our natural senses may not pick up and register. It may not, like, it may not be a boop boop on a radar. Doesn't mean activity is not happening. Activity is happening. It's just happening in the spirit realm. Hallelujah. And God says, I need you to press in prayer and I'll show you. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. I'll give you the vision and the dreams. And even if you don't, Lord, we can grow in our trust that even if you don't, I know that you have me better than I can ever have myself. I know that you hear. I know that you are on the scene before I even got myself together to pray. And the only reason why we are praying is because the Holy Spirit girded us up in that spirit of prayer. In that spirit of intercession. Oh, hallelujah, Lord, hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much, God. I hope you guys are joining me in the thank yous. Thank you so much, God, because there's so much that's happening in the spiritual realm. And it can just be completely silent on our side. But angels warring on our behalf, God fighting our battles, got the strategic plan, moving everything and everyone in place, readying us to be able, in his grace, to enter that blessed place, that promised land place, that answered prayer place, that desire, hallelujah, land place. Hallelujah, yes, Lord. There's a readying. Ah, thank you, oh God, for even as we come in before you, even as we gather in this time of prayer, even as we just go before the Lord in a posture of, Lord, I'm just seeking your presence. And I don't have to say all of these words, but here I am, God. Here we are. The Lord is doing a thing. And I pray that we evolve into the place of just enjoying to get in his presence and knowing, God, you're working this out. So you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to speak the victory. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to speak life. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to speak in agreement with you, Lord. You know what I'm going to do? Hallelujah, Rasaya. I'm going to speak a blessing over me, blessing over the situation. Oh, you know what I'm not going to do? I'm not going to speak if what my feelings are telling me to speak if it's in disagreement in with you. Hallelujah. You know what I'm not going to do? Disobey. You know what I'm not going to do? Stop praying. You know what I'm not going to do? Believe the lies of what I'm seeing. This is temporary. Ashataya. If it does not align with the will that you have for me and the inheritance that you speak that I can find in this, in my Bible, I am not going to come in agreement with it. You know what I am going to do? I'm going to get into my word and I'm going to read my word and I'm going to dedicate myself, hallelujah, and commit, Shandaya, myself, hallelujah, and delight myself in you, in your ways. And I'm going to do it 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 until I learn to like it. If I don't. Amen. And I'm going to learn to enjoy that place. Sometimes we got to learn to. It's going to be my discipline. You are my discipline. You are my disciplinarian. This get me in get us in holy shape. Yes. Come on, y'all. Are we about to enter the new year? Everybody going to have their resolutions and their goals. And a lot of them speak to physically health, getting me in good health and shape and beautifying. Lord, get us in holy beauty. Get us in a holy, physical, beautiful, healthy, wealthy shape. Get us in a holy, Lord God, a holy, financially wealthy, a blessed shape. Arebasaya. And for all of the above, get us in a holy, holy, holy relational, holy, holy relational shape. And how we do that? Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Seek ye first. We gonna seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And we gonna go deeper in our seeking ye first the kingdom of God and your righteousness. And we gonna, hallelujah, just be even more committed. Be even more dedicated. Okay, you guys are already, so I'm gonna speak for me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, thank you. You're so real. Thank you. Thank you. Somebody said he's so real. You're more real. He's more real than you see me right now. Hallelujah. We thank you, oh God. Hallelujah. He's more real than you're hearing me right now. His voice is more real. May I pray that his voice, hallelujah, Reba Shaya, will be the voice that we're led by. I pray, Father God, that your voice will become crystal clear, that we will come into the knowing of your voice where there is confusion and questioning and a doubting and a lack of clarity on whether or not we know your voice. And is this your voice? I thank you, Holy Spirit, for moving, hallelujah, powerfully and miraculously and supernaturally and even simply. Yes. In that place of us knowing your voice, yes, scripture speaks about in John. Mm-hmm. Hold on. Chapter 10, I think it is. Let me see. Because I didn't have it planned. But the Lord did. Hallelujah. Somebody say, but the Lord did. Yeah, here we are. Let me see. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Let's read John chapter 10, starting at verse 1. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. But he that entereth in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. Somebody say, he is my shepherd. Somebody declare, Lord, you are my shepherd. Hallelujah. You, Lord, are my shepherd. I'm not. Somebody say, I'm not my own shepherd. Deliver us from being our own shepherd, Lord God. Hallelujah. When the last time we saw a sheep being the shepherd? That's called the blind leading the blind. Oh, yeah. Okay, I'm going to say it because I just heard the Holy Spirit. Okay, I'm going to say it. Hallelujah. That's called the dumb leading the dumb. Hallelujah. If y'all know, sheep are not the brightest, but the one thing that they're the most wisest of is being obedient and following their shepherd. That is the type of, hallelujah, dumbness I need to be. Mm-hmm. You call sheep dumb. They so dumb that they know I'm a follow my shepherd. Mm-hmm. So call me dumb. Uh-huh. Because I'm following my shepherd. I'm going to be obedient. What is unwise is to be disobedient and follow ourselves. Yes, what's unwise, hallelujah, is to be disobedient and follow money. What's unwise, hallelujah, is to be disobedient. I'm only, okay, Holy Spirit, I'm saying what you're saying. It's to be disobedient and follow another man, hallelujah, and follow person. No, I'm going to follow you, oh God. Following you was unwise. Hallelujah. Is being disobedient and following the path of our career or passion. What's unwise is to be disobedient and follow those spirits of lust. What's unwise is to be disobedient and follow the spirits of pride. Yes, Lord. What's unwise is to be disobedient and follow, hallelujah, the spirits of unforgiveness. What's unwise is to be disobedient and follow those spirits and follow the past. Follow the past. How are we going to follow the past? The past is behind us. How are we going to follow the past? Lord, deliver us from following the past. What is following the past look like? Ah, Yeraboshia. Mm-hmm. Now, whatever happened in the past, now we holding on to it and putting it in front of us, and now we're following that, right? So it's like, oh, I can't trust anybody. Oh, like, oh, this will never happen for me. Oh, whatever. What's unwise is being disobedient, following the negative things that's happened. Let's follow God. Let's follow God. Let's follow God and let him lead us, hallelujah, out of the trauma place. Let's follow God and let him lead us through and out of, hallelujah, the rejected place, the a distracted place. Okay, the hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Let us follow him and let him lead us out of the hurt place, the unable to trust place, whatever it is. Let's follow our shepherd. So keep reading. Somebody said, keep reading, Mika. Lord, lead us through and out of, through the valley of the shadow of death. Ooh, Lord, yes. Hallelujah. Thank you. Somebody say, sometimes we get to know Jesus while we're going through the valley of the shadow of death. In the valley of the shadow of death is where I met and became spiritually strong. There is something that even happens as we're going through the valley of the shadow of death when we cleave to the Lord God Almighty. We can learn. Did I already say that? We learn his voice while we're going through, while we're in the valley of the shadow of death. Mm-hmm. But he that entereth in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the porter openeth, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calleth his own sheep by name and leadeth them out. Ah, yes. Why we're reading this? Because we want to be, we want your voice to be the clearest thing in the midst of the fog. There can be fog. Hallelujah. And before my natural eyes, but I want your voice. We desire that your voice will be crystal clear, that you give us supernatural even seeing, hallelujah, to see pierce through the fog, hallelujah, discernment, hallelujah, to know and understand how to walk through and move and when to be still and wait in the midst of the fog, in the midst of the financial fog, in the midst of the relational fog, in the midst of the physical, hallelujah, fog, the health fogs, the mental fogs, the visual fogs, come on somebody, even spiritual fogs, hallelujah, Lord God, even family fogs, Lord God, we want to know your voice, Lord God, we want to hear you, even in the midst of church, hallelujah, church fogs, Lord God, be exalted, hallelujah, that we are your sheep, dependent on you, hanging on to your very word, your every word. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Which means what? That means close proximity. Hallelujah. That means getting to know you. Getting to know all about you. That means getting reacquainted. Let us get reacquainted and acquainted and reacquainted and more acquainted and more acquainted with you. Oh, how badly we need you, and we don't realize that we need you badly. Oh, Lord. Lord, how desperate we are for you and don't realize that it's you that we need, oh God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's not the things that we see on the earth that's the answer to the problem, the solution to the problem that we need. We need you. You are the solution that we need. You are the source that we need. You are the word that we need. Hallelujah. There's points in scripture and passages where even right now I'm being reminded of the Roman centurion, the one that Jesus marveled at and said, and spoke his faith was great. He said, I'm not worthy, right? I'm not worthy of you for you to come. Just send the word. Just release the word. Just speak a word over us. Hallelujah. Speak a word over our lives. Speak a word, hallelujah, of revival in those dead places of our worship. Hallelujah. In the stale places of our worship unto you, O God. Ignite a fire in us, O God, for you, O God. And yes, we shall experience, hallelujah, your healing grace. And yes, we shall see demons cast out. And yes, the signs will follow us. And yes, hallelujah. Yes, the mountains will be moved as we are in your instruction and obedient to following your commands. God, let us fall in love with you, O God. Let us fall in love with reading your word. Let us fall in love with having communion with you. Let us fall in love with being in fellowship with you. Let us fall in love with serving you. Let us fall in love with being obedient unto you. Let us fall in love with following your commandments. Let us fall in love with dying to self, denying self, hallelujah, taking up our cross and following you. Hallelujah. Let us fall in love with forgiving. Let us fall in love with trusting you with all of our heart and leaning not on our own understanding. Lord God, let us fall in love with praising you, rejoicing always. Let us fall in love with giving thanks in every circumstance. Hallelujah. Let us fall in love with waking up, hallelujah, in the middle of the night to pray, hallelujah, and have conversation with you. Let us fall in love with getting before your presence, oh God, and being silent to hear what thus saith the Lord. Let us fall in love with putting you first in every area of our life. Lord, let us fall in love with being your disciple. Let us fall in love, oh God, with walking by faith, hallelujah, and not by sight. Let us fall in love, oh God, with believing, hallelujah, in spite of what it looks like, in spite of what it smells like, in spite of what it sounds like. Let us fall in love with saying, Lord, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Let us fall in love with seeking your wisdom over riches. Let us fall in love, oh God, with getting understanding. Let us fall in love with Jehovah Shalom, your peace that you give us, a peace, hallelujah, that like nothing else, hallelujah, a peace that surpasses all understanding. We thank you, oh God, and I thank you for your peace even right now, hallelujah, resting on us, oh God, like a cloud, hallelujah, Rabasiyah. We thank you, yes, even like fog, like the dew in the morning gently rest upon My heart. Yes, Lord. Let your peace rest on our heart. Let your peace rest on our soul. Let your peace rest on our minds. Let your peace rest on our homes, oh God. Let your peace, oh God. Let your peace rest, hallelujah, on our loved ones. Rest on our children. Rest on the afflicted. Let your peace, oh God, rest on those in trouble. Let your peace, oh God, rest on those who have sleepless nights, oh God, and sleepless days, oh God. Let your peace, we need your peace, oh God. Lord Jesus, we need you, hallelujah. We need you, oh God. Let your peace, hallelujah, even rest on LA Talk Radio. Let your peace rest on everything that we touch, oh God. Let peace be the thing that we desire more, hallelujah. Let us be faithful to you, your peace, hallelujah, oh God. Teach us how to walk by with your peace, oh God, by peace, hallelujah. Oh God, thank you so much. Let us fall in love with presenting ourselves a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable, which is our reasonable service, hallelujah. Let us fall in love, hallelujah, with Garden of Gethsemane moments where we're like, nevertheless, Lord God, not my will, thine will be done. Hallelujah. Lord God, we say hallelujah. Lord, let us just fall in love with the first one we run to. The first thing we do is seek you, is pray, is talk to you, is seek your advice, oh God. Be our therapist, oh God, and from that place direct us. The Bible says that you are our counselor. You are wonderful. You are everlasting Father. You are Prince of Peace, oh God. And so we just thank you, hallelujah. And we just worship you, hallelujah. And we just trust you, hallelujah. Lord God, we trust you in the dark. Lord God, we trust you in the light. Lord God, we trust you when we're hungry. Lord God, we trust you when we're full. Lord God, we trust you when we're broke. Lord God, we trust you when we're abounding in much. Lord God, we trust you in the poor place. We trust you in the rich place. Lord God, we trust you in a hurting place. We trust you in the healthy, joyful place, oh God. We trust you in the sick place. We trust you in the whole place, oh God. Lord God, we trust you, hallelujah, in the pit place. We trust you in the palace place. Lord God, we trust you in the lost place. Lord God, we trust you in the found place. Lord God, we trust you, hallelujah, in the mourning place. Lord God, we trust you in the dancing place. Lord God, we trust you, karaya, in the morning, in the day of the morning, and we trust you in the night place, oh God. We trust you in the sunshine, in the good weather, and we trust you when it's in the rain, oh God, in the storms, oh God. Lord God, we trust you. We trust you, hallelujah. We trust you, and teach us to trust you in the midst of the worry. Teach us to trust you, hallelujah, in the midst of the worship. We trust you, God. Ooh, hallelujah. We trust you, Lord. Hallelujah. We trust you, Lord. Hallelujah. We trust you, Lord. Help us to trust you, Lord. Lord, we trust you in the doubting place. We trust you in the confident place. We trust you in the belief place. We trust you in the unbelief place. God, we trust you. Lord God, I'm trusting you. Lord God, we're choosing to trust you. Hallelujah. Miracle worker, we're choosing to trust you. Resurrecting power, we're choosing to trust you. Great I Am, we're choosing to trust you. Yahweh, hallelujah. I am that I am. All things possible with God, we're choosing to trust you. Oh, we're choosing to trust you. We're choosing to trust you, God who makes a way out of no way. We're choosing to trust you, Adonai. We're choosing to trust you, Abba Father. We're choosing to trust you, oh God. Ah, hallelujah. We're choosing to trust you. That's our choice today. That is our choice in this hour. We're choosing to trust you. We're choosing to trust you through the fire. We're choosing to trust you in the fire. We're choosing to trust you no matter what it looks like. Ooh, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes. We're choosing to trust you. Hallelujah. And be obedient no matter the consequence. We're choosing to trust you in the lion's den. Ah, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Daniel saw the lion's den, but he also saw the angel of the Lord. There are some divine appointments God has for us that we wouldn't have chose that place, that thing. Come on, somebody. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. There was a divine appointment in the fire. Daniel, there was a divine in the lion's den. Lord, help us to take our focus off of the things that can bring worry and frustration and anger and unforgiveness and bitterness and worry, hallelujah, and how am I going to be focused on you, to rejoice and see, ooh, how you gonna do this one, Lord? Okay. Okay, Lord. Okay, Lord. Oh, Lord, we thank you. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for being Jehovah Rapha, healer. Thank you for being Jehovah Jireh. Somebody say, my provider. Thank you, hallelujah, for being our way. Thank you for being our truth. I pray, it is our prayer, that your truth is the truth that we follow. And make us aware when we're following a lie, when we're following anything else disguised as a truth. Make your truth known unto us. I'm reminded even right now when Peter rebuked Jesus. He rebuked Jesus when Jesus was talking about going to the cross. The truth was, I gotta go to the cross. I gotta suffer, come on somebody, so that you, hallelujah, can experience the resurrection, that you will be engrafted into the blessing. He was speaking a truth about suffering. This truth didn't sound like a truth. No lie, that sounds like a lie. There's some truths that sound like a lie, but it's the truth. And there's some lies that sound like the truth, but it's a lie. And so we need your discernment. We need to be in close proximity always. Ah, my Father. Jesus had to rebuke Peter, and he said, get behind me, Satan. You are a stumbling block to me. You do not have in mind the things of God, but the things of men. Let us be people that are have in mind things of God and not things of men. And God, make us aware where we're in the place of things of men. Because we want everything to be right and comfy and convenient and feel good and okay. But if we're going the way of Jesus, hallelujah. Okay, just see the cross. Note, see cross. see the way of the cross. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. May we grow in that place. Yes, may we grow in that place of having in mind things of God. I'm reminded as Jesus then went, ascended, and sent the Holy Spirit, and now the disciples, hallelujah, are doing the work of God on the earth. That there were times that they were persecuted and suffer and be beaten, and they ran away. There's instances. Look, read it in Acts, starting in Acts. But there is instances where they were run off rejoicing that they were deemed worthy to suffer in the name of the Lord. So that tells me, not y'all, me, that I still have more growing to do until I get to the place where my default and my immediate response is rejoicing no matter what it is. That in trouble, I'm rejoicing because I know who my God is. He is deliverer. That in affliction, hallelujah, that I rejoice because I know who my God is. Where Bible says that many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivered them out of them all. So as I trust, as we trust, I know you are delivering out of this place, Lord God. May we be of a mind of Christ. Somebody lay your hands on your mind. May I be of a mind of Christ. I speak sound mind. Hallelujah. Knowing the things of God, having an understanding and a discernment and a wisdom and a revelation and knowledge of the things of God. And I thank you for a growing in that place. It's a growth. It's a growth process. Amen. In God's grace and leniency. And compassion is with us in that place. But let us submit to it. We see Peter submitted to it. Hallelujah. Peter submitted to it. Hallelujah. That even when you get to, he stayed faithful to God. Hallelujah. As Jesus continued to groom his disciples. That, and this is it. We're closing. We're ending on this. That Peter, by the time that Peter in his discipleship walk, you see them maturing. And actually the fruit of the maturing is afflictions and persecution and suffering come, and their response is peace, joy, rejoicing, boldness to speak the word of God. Hallelujah. No matter what men will say the consequences. So now in Acts chapter 12, it's if you read verse 1 through 16, but we don't have time. So James is killed by King Herod. Peter is thrown into prison with the intention by Herod to kill him right after the Sabbath. And he's sleeping in prison, right, while the church is praying. So it's just the maturity where now my response to these things, are become different, become more aligned, hallelujah, with Christ, because I'm seeing and I'm hearing Christ over what I'm seeing and hearing in the natural. So may the Lord bless you, keep you, cause his face to shine upon you, be gracious unto you. Lift his countenance towards you and give you his peace. Yaverekeka Adonai Veshmeraka. Yaer Adonai Panavalacha Viko Neka. Yisa Adonai Panavalacha Veyasim Lacha Shalom. God bless you. May we be a mind of God. Hallelujah. The mind of Christ. And remember that with God, all things are possible.
You're listening to Thank You, Jesus, Hour of Prayer with Mika, only on LA Talk Radio.